Center for Bioethical Reform. They drive around with the trucks, and you know, they do all this kind of thing. And I'm actually fine with that. I think it takes, it's not my way of doing it, but I also think we need to be careful not to criticize other people. It's kind of like D.L. Moody when he was criticized for his evangelism, you know, his crusades and that sort of thing. He said, well, I like the way I do evangelism better than the way you don't do it. And that's how, and I think in the pro-life arena, I kind of like the way anybody does it better than the way most don't do it. But so, you know, but my point is in terms of what Greg was saying, and he has a video called The Hard Truth, and then had one called The Harder Truth. And basically, it's just all actual photos of aborted babies and some live footage and actually a live abortion that is you know being filmed. And but what he does is, before he presents this, he warns people, and of course he's actually, you know, putting on the DVD. And so before he does it, he's saying there's going to be disturbing images, and all you have to do is close your eyes. There's going to be music, but there's not going to be narration for this part. So you don't have to close your eyes and plug your ears. You know, you only have to close your eyes. But he says it in such a way as to say, now, if you're unwilling to look at the reality of what an abortion is, if you would find this disturbing, and trust me, you will find it disturbing, and you don't want to look, you don't need to look. Now, this does two things which I think are vital. One is it does bring some people to look who would have turned away, and they no longer can be angry at you, certainly not as angry, because you have warned them. You have given for, you don't need to watch this. Now, if anyone comes up afterwards and says, I can't believe you showed this, did you not hear what I said? I totally warned you. You didn't have to leave the room. All you have to do is look down. You didn't even have to close your eyes. Just don't look at the screen. Now, I realize in a documentary, it doesn't work quite that way. You're not popping in a DVD, you know, but nonetheless, you could say, all right, for the next, and fill in the blank, 45 seconds, there are going to be graphic images that portray what an abortion is. You do not have to look at this. Do not look at it unless it's your choice. But if you look away, ask yourself the question, why are you looking away? Exactly. That's right. Because if the answer is, the reason is, you know that children are being killed by abortion, and you're very aware of this, just as you're very aware that Jewish people were killed in the Holocaust, but you've seen enough of it that you believe it and know it to be true, and this is not going to help move you to further commitment or action on this or whatever. Okay, well, I could explain that. To be honest with you, I sometimes look away now because I don't need any more convincing. I know for sure that this is the killing of the unborn. But even as I say that, it's healthy for me sometimes to look because it's good to be disturbed again. But I don't know if you have done any research on this, but I did a while back when I wrote, many years ago, I wrote a book on civil disobedience that was called Is Rescuing Right? And I reviewed the history of the pictures of the Holocaust that were being smuggled out of Germany, some pictures being taken, and they were gotten out of the country, and they were turned over to the New York Times. Well, the New York Times finally decided, as disturbing as these images were, to go ahead and print them. And that had a huge influence on the attitude of the average American on whether or not it was right to get involved in this war. Because once you saw these pictures, you knew how horrible it was. But the remarkable thing, and I talk about this in both my books, I think, at least in one of them, is this. Nobody stood up and criticized the New York Times. Well, I'm sure somebody did, but I mean, as a whole, people did not say, how dare you show us these horrible pictures? Because the truth is, it's not the pictures that are horrible. What is horrible is what is in the pictures. This is a critical distinction, and I think in a documentary, you know, that you've got every right and opportunity to say that, is that that, you know, this is just, I don't know the right terminology, but this is just film. There's nothing good or bad about film. That's all it is. So a horror and evil, there's no evil picture. There's no evil film. There's no evil video. It's what's in the video that can be evil. So if you see evil before your eyes, the killing of unborn children is evil, then by all means, recognize it to be evil, but don't get mad at the people who took the pictures and are showing you the pictures. Get mad at the people who are doing the evil that is in the pictures.